This is Doug Hastings, Vice President of Moody Radio, and we're thankful for support from our listeners and businesses like United Faith Mortgage.
Heading into spring, I've been spending a lot of time pondering, analyzing, and debating something extremely important to men, and even many women, and that's whether a new driver would improve my golf game. I would say I'm somewhere between embarrassing and appalling at golf, but man, do I love it. And all my buddies show up with these epic flash, big maverick Bertha drivers, and I can't help but feel like they've got this massive advantage on me and my persimmons. It's Ryan, and at our Faith and Family Mortgage team, we're proud to have a pretty special advantage ourselves, and one that can be a big deal for you. Our team is an arm of a bigger company who is a direct lender, which means our company uses its own money and makes its own decisions within its own walls. There's no middleman. And this advantage often allows us to get you a better rate, saving monthly and lifelong money on a refinance or new home purchase. We're much better at mortgages than I am at golf. We are United Faith Mortgage.
United Faith Mortgage is a DBA of United Mortgage Corp., 25 Melville Park Road, Melville, New York. Licensed mortgage banker. For all licensing information, go to nmlsconsumeraccess.org. Corporate NMLS number 1330. Equal housing lender. Not licensed in Alaska, Hawaii, Georgia, Massachusetts, North Dakota, South Dakota, and Utah.
Hey, this is Carl with Carl and Crew Mornings. You're listening to the Carl and Crew Showcast. I just put on my headset. Are we live?
Yes.
Nope. I'm just kidding. Yes, we are.
Yeah. We are.
No. It's a rehearsal.
How's your stomach doing, Young Thunder?
Doing really good, guys.
Aww. Nice to have you back.
Thank you.
Feeling better?
Yeah, feeling really good.
Good. We got the whole team here, man.
That's right.
We got the band get together. That's right. It's really great.
I like
that's right.
The band's together.
Who plays what?
Carl's on the drums.
Yeah, I'm beating the drums.
Mm-hmm.
Backup vocals.
Jonathan, you're like a bass player.
Yeah,
you're
a bass player.
You actually do play
you
the
play
bass.
Bass?
I actually do play the bass.
I think you mentioned that
really?
Last week.
Are you any good at it?
Can you slap? I can't slap the bass. But I mean, I can play the bass. I can play a song that you want me to play. Probably
that's sweet.
Hey,
I had a guy in our band.
Yeah,
in Alaska.
Uh huh.
He slapped a fretless bass. You know what that means?
Yeah, I mean, slapping a bass is
skill set. Baby,
is a very interesting way to play it. Very difficult
it.
Way to play it,
oh,
but it's cool.
So
It's cool when it's played rightly.
Well, it's a fretless, so there's no
fret.
Metal
oh, so
bars
coming
across. You
don't know where the feel the strings.
You've got to know where this. You got to know where to land those.
You
digits.
Make the notes. Yeah,
you make the notes.
Wow.
But then with the thumb, boom, 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 you hit that thing.
I can't imagine.
You hit the
that.
Thumb on the strings. Some of these guys are like machine gun fire with this.
Yeah, they really are. I mean, it's crazy. I can't slap the bass.
Well, slapping's a hard thing to do. It's almost different than playing a bass.
Yes, it is. It's like a different instrument.
Yeah, it's like a different beast. So you're the bass. I'm on drums. We've got.
I gotta take the drums away from you for Super Die. Sorry.
Oh yes.
Oh, yeah, yeah,
what
yeah,
am
yeah.
I thinking?
I think she's got to be on the drums.
That's
Thank
true.
You.
She actually plays the drums.
Yeah, so we're giving Super Die the drums.
You're electric guitar
no.
lead singer.
Don't you?
Okay, I'm electric. Yeah, definitely yeah. electric guitar.
Yeah,
I got to be out there
too.
And I'm going to scream.
But if we need a horn, can you like,
no,
play
I'm
the trumpet?
I'm done doing that. Well, on a special Earth, Wind, and Fire song, I'll do trumpet.
Okay. Good.
Okay. Wow. We need a keyboard. Could that be Ellie?
Oh, I can play
no,
some
we're gonna
chords.
We're gonna put her on the banjo.
Banjo, nice.
Oh,
definitely can't play the banjo.
No, right no, then. We're gonna put her on the keyboard. Did you play keyboard?
I could play chords, basic.
Wow,
some
see
basic
there you
chords,
go. Not, we do have a band.
Do you have a piano in your home?
A keyboard. My daughter is a much better piano player than me, though.
That's so fun. I think music is
I
such
am
a
very
gift.
Rudimentary would be the best way to describe my skills.
Should we have an eclectic band and should Sputnik be on a harp?
Yes.
But it has to be an electric harp.
Yes.
That's
I
the
want
way.
One so bad.
Why don't you buy an electric harp? Mm,
it's on my
You'd
dream
be
list.
More likely to play it.
Yes, I would. Because
but
it's
smaller. Would it fit in your house? I mean,
oh, yeah.
these things are really big, right?
Well,
They're
well, the
small,
electric harp, the I'm thinking of the smaller one, and it's way smaller, and you can bring it around to places. You can strap it on your back.
Oh, okay.
Instead
oh.
of,
How much
instead
is an
of
electric
my grand harp.
Harp. How much is an electric harp?
I think you could get one for like $2,000.
I got an idea. Your parents would throw up in their mouth.
Oh, no.
Okay.
What is this?
What's that?
Oh, no.
Yeah.
From sheer functionality.
Yeah.
Sheer, you will use it way more.
No, I am
sell
not
your heart.
Selling my heart.
Sell your heart.
No.
Sell your heart.
I'm never
sell
doing
your
that.
Heart.
You sound like
and get
my
the
dad.
Electric
my
one.
Dad tells me that. No.
Well, sell the harp.
No, because here's the
thing. How much
thing.
Could you get for
an
the harp?
An electric harp or any kind of harp that's just a lever harp is not a real harp in my mind.
Yeah, but you'll play it. And you'll play it out and about. And you'll do gigs. And you'll play it more.
And you're not giving a real harp.
Now you got
and
a harp giving, sitting in a coffin.
Yeah, you're giving the regular harp to someone who will play
yes.
it.
No, because you know what?
I'm
never
you
going
to, pray
to be
about
able
that.
To play a real harp again.
What do you mean? You can go rent one.
Ah.
No, I just can't.
She can't get rid of that.
No.
I just can't imagine traveling with that thing for the rest of my life. Like moving it every time you move into a new house.
Yeah.
Like
it's
you
gotta
take that thing.
Do you have it in your home right now, propped up somewhere?
No, I don't.
Where's it at?
Because I have to have central air, and I don't have central air.
You have to have central. You have to have right air conditioning.
Yes,
for
you do. It is a phenomenal.
I just didn't know it was sensitive.
Yeah, I'd be that thing be going off to the harp pound in a second.
It's a very high maintenance instrument.
It is.
Just like its owner. All right, excuse me, did I say that?
Probably.
That was wrong.
What came out?
That was wrong. It
just
slipped out.
You just called me a diva? I'll take it. That's okay.
Okay, that's the only
time. Every harp player kind of is.
Oh, no doubt.
Yeah, but I have to have a real harp. You have to have one.
Why don't you? I want you to think about that.
No.
She's not even going to
think about
it.
I'm not even
going to
think about it.
You wouldn't even pray about it, would you?
Nope. No, I did. And he said, keep it.
There you go.
There you go. Got your answer.
Oh, man.
1437 says, my lighter is lit. Freebird, go
nice.
Band.
Yes.
Freebird. Come on, man.
Man, such a good song.
Such a good song.
We have a bit of a band. Do we have a name?
Oh, no.
Oh, yeah. We're the
Carl,
funky
you're
chickens.
You're so good at... No.
No. No.
Usually
well, we
you're pretty good
that's
at coming up with good names.
I'll come up with a good band name. Okay. I'll come up with one. Yeah, we got to have a band name.
We do have a band
name,
actually. It's not a great one, but we actually do have a band.
Do,
if you think
of,
about it.
Yeah.
You know what's really funny? If we had to pull something off...
We probably could.
We could.
Yeah.
A little bit of practice?
Allie with the chords. I mean, chords on a piano, it'll get you through.
I'll just keep a basic beat, you know, nothing crazy on the drums and Young Thunder, and we're good to go. Hannah's got her.
1361 just said quit harping on her.
Yeah.
Oh, no.
We need the drums.
No,
so
I'm not
get
giving
a...
that. That's too easy.
Yeah.
Come on, 1361. You're not getting anything for that.
I thought it was pretty good.
Me
you
too.
Did?
Yeah.
Yeah, but you don't have much sleep last night.
I really love a good pun.
Whoa, you going hunting?
Oh, wow. Here we go.
She's going hunting. You going out with Elmer Fudd today? Allie and Elf are going out and getting
literally
some deer hunting.
Every time.
Got on a hat. The hat has camouflage on it.
Carl, how did you not know? I mean, we couldn't see the top half of her head for the whole
I did.
7 minutes.
I thought that something had happened.
Jonathan's back. He's,
we didn't ask about
cranial lobotomy. I didn't see the top of her head at all. All
true.
I saw was her eyes and chin.
Wow. Just scary.
What's hanging behind your head, huh? Huh? On the wall? Huh?
I think that's balloons from Cher.
No,
Cher.
It looks
gone.
Like a banner that says happy birthday.
Whoa, that's weird. Why
does someone have a
you?
Birthday?
Whose birthday is
it? Weekend.
There's two
weekend.
Ideas. The Crewmans is one idea for a band name.
You're a really good deflector.
And the screaming and the screaming chickens just came in for
me. I
kind of
like that one.
Oh, okay. Katie Burr the Doors. 9339 says the Boomtown Rats.
Oh, no.
Hold it. Where
I like
are you getting
Boomtown
these from?
Rats. That's good.
From the text message.
Mine is not refreshing at all.
Boomtown Rats. That's, wow.
I like that.
We cut you off
okay,
with a text message.
That actually sounds like it could be a real name.
Leave me alone. It's Friday,
what do you
okay?
Call it 86 it.
Yeah, you're 86. Boomtown Rats. I kind of like that. I kind of like the screaming chicken.
Me too, actually. Why do I like that?
It's probably the most accurate description of what we sound like.
Yeah.
That's
but
great.
Happy birthday to you, Carl.
Yes. Well, thank you.
Back to the birthday at hand.
Thank you. We're announcing this a day early.
Well, we can't announce it tomorrow.
Not coming in.
If I get hit by a truck, we wasted our breath.
Oh no.
So are you feeling pretty good for 25?
I feel phenomenal for 25.
Nice.
Good. I'm glad.
I actually feel
that's
like
a blessing.
In an actual feel? I feel like I'm in my young 40s.
That's great.
That's great.
I mean, I feel like I could go out right now and run a half marathon without any training and make it pretty strong.
Wow.
Okay.
Sweet.
Not a full marathon.
Still wanna train
You'll still want to train for it. You'll still want to train for it. I have some memory muscle left from my last training.
That's good.
Throughout my Achilles, man.
Oh, no. Oh, yeah, I remember that.
Yeah,
I remember
and didn't
that.
The marathon
you know how long that took
canceled
to heal
too?
Up?
Yeah, you were limping around
yeah,
for a while.
Yeah, the marathon got canceled, but that was after I had blown out my Achilles.
Oh. Not blown it out. Because yeah. that's something totally
yeah, that's
different.
Torn. But it took me a while. I'll tell you how I know I'm 61. That bad boy didn't heal up quick.
Well, the Achilles is a tough one.
Even for younger kids?
I mean, that's being married to an athlete, that's an injury that athletes fear.
Yeah,
mm-hmm. They'll if there's an injury, that's the one that they fear, is the Achilles.
Yeah, then I'm right up there with them there athletes. this is from 0684. My wife's birthday is tomorrow too. Happy birthday! Aww. Well, thank you very much.
That's
I appreciate
cool.
that. It's 5:09, and we're going to talk today about ladies and what they deserve. You know what you deserve, ladies.
I can think of a list, but
I was thinking of you.
This is a trick question.
I was going to say, I can't respond. I'm someone else has got to say something.
Jonathan's like, nuh-uh.
Young Thunder's like, this is awkward. This is awkward.
I'm not saying a word.
Everybody's going to sit here like a glazed donut.
I just wanted you to go.
Allie's hiding out in the corner thinking we can't see her with her camo hat on.
I said I have a list, but I'd like to hear what you've got first.
Well, I've got one thing that I think ladies want.
Okay.
Gentlemen, I want you listening up. That's coming up straight ahead. This is Thrive Worship. I still believe on this Freedom Friday. Here we go. We're the Screaming Chickens.
Hey, I'm Allie. You're listening to the Carl and Cruz Showcast.
Ladies, and honoring them all week long. And this is, I want to do a shout out to you, man. And I just want to say this. I haven't hit this in a while. If you're new to the show, it's probably brand new to you. If you're new in the last 6 months to a year, I don't think I've touched on this much. Chivalry isn't dead. Listen, we live in this culture today that is really, here's what's happening. They're taking the desire for equality and they're pushing the boundary to sameness. And we're losing something, guys, in the mix here. And we can reclaim it, especially in the church. There should be no one reclaiming the distinctiveness of biblical manhood and biblical womanhood like the church. And we can do this, man. And some of you guys, I just want to pour out my heart for a moment. You feel kicked into a hole because you feel like, oh, my goodness, you know. You look at the Me Too movement and you kind of get afraid or you get the yips. I want to tell you, don't do that. Stand up and be strong. And here's what I mean about that. I think the Me Too movement revealed something in our culture. It revealed that women have been treated as a novelty still to this day. So you can have all kinds of things like Mother's Day and different holidays, but that doesn't change the heart of people. Only God can change the heart of people. And I think it's one thing to be against, for sure, abuse, intimidation, harassment. I am against that as well. And I think the Me Too movement did a good job of exposing that. But there's got to be a bigger yes. And that's what I'm proposing for you men today. I want to give you three things that come out of 1 Corinthians 16:13-14 that illustrate that chivalry is not dead. Be watchful. Stand firm in the faith. Act like men. Be strong. Let all that you do be done in love. Let me give you three things. I'm going to give them to you quick, men, and then I'm going to give you a link because I want you to read this today, and I want you to step up. I know some of you men feel beat up, but I want to give you three things. Number one, be alert. That's what we're called to do. Be watchful. Chivalrous men are watchful men. We have learned that laziness in spirit is the breeding ground for evil spirits. I'm going to say that again. We have learned that laziness in spirit is a breeding ground for evil spirits. I want you to be watchful. Paul said, be watchful, be alert. Second thing, be strong. In the words of my good friend Robert Lewis, who is the founder of Men's Fraternity, one of these worldwide curriculums that changed so many men's lives, he coined this phrase, reject passivity, accept responsibility. We know that some of God's greatest men are quiet, I know that. You don't have to be type A. You don't have to be loud. But you got to take initiative, man. Reject passivity. Accept responsibility. Be strong in these things. And that power is going to come from the Holy Spirit. But here's the third thing I want to say. I'm just going to give it to you. Be love. You might say, whoa, is that a proper usage of language? Probably not. But it comes right off the pages of Scripture. Be love. Be alert. Be strong. Be love. Men who love have set down self-will and stepped into God's will. Stu Weber coined this phrase, another great man of God. He wrote a book called Tender Warrior, and I think that captures the heart of real men of God. We aren't called to be soft, but to be tender, men. As tender as our Savior, who, by the way, handled women with class galore. He was amazing. We open our doors for ladies with glad hearts. We offer our seats with honor, and we defend and protect with dignity. Men who love really champion women. That's my challenge to you today, man. I want you to read this. I just grabbed snippets from it, put together a blog, and actually reworked it, and we have it for you this morning.
Just text the word MEN to 312-274-9624. Men to 312-274-9624.
Yeah. And you ladies can download it. What I would recommend, though, is not forwarding it onto your dude. Maybe print it out and go, hey, Carl read this thing this morning. Just thought I'd leave it here. So text the word men and we'll get that to you. Chivalry still gets style points.
I believe it does.
What do you think?
I'm for it.
Absolutely.
What's the chivalrous thing that Henry does for you?
He's a big door opener. Which is really sweet.
I think it's powerful, man.
He had to pick me up from work the other day, and I came out, and he jumps out of the car, and he runs around, and he opens up the door. He still does that. And sometimes I'm in a rush, and so I'll, like, try to open it, and he's like, let me do it. I'm like, okay.
Aww.
That's sweet. So Thank
cool.
you for
Very
opening
sweet.
The door.
Hey, this is Super Di. Hope you're enjoying the Carl and Crew Showcast.
Got a resource for you guys today. One of the greatest gifts you can give, definitely, to a woman in your life, men, is to be chivalrous. And we're talking about Ladies Week. And I'll tell you this for sure. Out of all the years I've been doing pastoral work, I can, but it, keep, no question in my mind, the greatest thing that a woman wants is a man who is walking with Jesus, period. When a woman has a man who's walking with Jesus, there's nothing more securing, more elating in her life. Elating, is that a word? More joyful than that. It's amazing. Chivalry is an awesome thing. It comes in a lot of different packages. What's Tarzan do to be chivalrous?
I think recently, we live in the city, and I have street parking, and because I have to walk like 2 blocks and the time and everything. He moves my car for me. And so that's a small thing that he's been doing lately. Aww. That's been really blessing me.
That's cool.
So, yeah.
Yeah, I mean, it's little things like that that go a long, long way.
Little things. And without complaining or anything like that, it really does go a long way.
That's sweet. Super Dive, what's Pat do?
His big thing is snow. He just really, for some
shovel
reason.
Shovel it up?
Yeah, shovel it. And then, like, in the morning, I cleaned off your car. That's like, he really gets, like, into
that's
that.
Really
so,
sweet.
Like, I embrace that because he really embraces it. For some reason, that's
well,
his
let
thing.
Me tell you something. You know, that's cool because you don't want to go out there and scrape 2 feet of snow off your car. No.
Right, not at 3 o'clock in the morning, 3:30 in the morning. So, exactly.
Cool.
So, he shovels, salts. So, he goes, I don't want you to fall, you know, kind of thing. So,
that's pretty cool.
Yeah.
Pretty cool. That's what we want for you guys, really, in this leading up to Mother's Day. And by the way, anyone know when Mother's Day was formalized?
No, that's a good question. I actually don't.
I have it right here in my hot little hands. It was begun by a woman who wanted to honor her mom. Got message notes from last night right here.
Okay.
And the woman wanted to honor her mama, and boy, did she take extra steps to do it. Anna Jarvis is the woman who was honoring her mom. So in 1905, when her mother died, she decided, man, I'm going to memorialize her because she worked hard, really working hard during the war, wartime and peacetime, helping troops and then building a little cottage industry. So she passed away, and Anna Jarvis said, man, I'm going to honor my mom. So it got to be quite an annual thing until President Woodrow Wilson in 1914 made it official. So a lot of you think, oh, it's that dad burn Hallmark card company that tried to generate some revenue. It does generate revenue.
Yeah.
Give me a guess as to how much money last recorded 2017 Mother's Day generated its own.
I don't know. A ton
Take
of money.
Take a guess. Mm. Come on.
500 million.
$100 million.
I was going to say, I'll say 130 million.
Let me give you a hint. You guys are so low, you need to move up.
A billion?
So let's start over. Across the United States, how much money did Mother's Day generate?
300 million.
300 million.
2 billion.
Billion, yeah.
2 billion.
5 billion.
5 billion.
I don't know.
$28 billion.
Okay.
What?
Uh-huh. Real
so
numbers.
So much money.
Real numbers
That's
from
wild.
2017. Wow. There's some cheddar involved in Mother's Day.
Yes.
But still, after all is said and done, it's when a woman can have a man who is a chivalrous, godly man, poof. Nothing can put a smile on her face like that. I know that for sure because I've done so much counseling in my office over the years. Just a beautiful thing. Mm. So we're taking some calls from you ladies. What's that chivalrous thing that your man does that you absolutely love? Maybe it's just makes your Mother's Day when this happens or makes the year or makes the week. What's that chivalrous act that you see from your man? 312-274-9624, 312-274-9624. Here we go, guys. Tanisha Carol Stream, what's that chivalrous thing that your man does?
My husband and I have been together 26 years, and he holds the door. He speaks to me with kind words. He has taught my boys how to treat a lady, and now to see these two young men grow up and treat their girlfriends in the same manner, and they want to be here even if the boys aren't here. So I just respect him a lot for how he treats me and how he treated our daughter and how my daughter now chose a husband with chivalry as well.
Boy, you're the poster child there, sister. Thanks, Tanisha. Appreciate it.
Patty from Plainfield, what is it?
Good morning. My husband will make me a half a peanut butter sandwich that I eat on my way to school in the morning, and I usually find a note there on the paper towel that is either a Bible verse or it's just, I love you, or he's counting down to the end of the school year. And he's been doing that for years.
So
I just wanted to give a shout out.
What a hunk of burning love. My word. How long have you been married, Patty? It must be like 3 months.
No, 11 years. The sad part is, you know, sometimes I forget that and I take for granted. And I just hate that I do that. I need to not do that with him.
You give that hunk of burning love a call right now when you hang up here, okay? What's his name?
Jim.
Jim. What a good dude, man. What a good dude. How about this guy?
That's great.
I love that.
Peanut butter sandwich and cute. A little note of encouragement.
Well, yeah. He counts down the days for her school year to end.
Yep.
He gives her scripture verses.
That's
huge. Well,
he has
a little I love you things. That's a big deal.
Yep.
Totally.
He gives an idea. You know, I took my bride out for dates. In fact, we were talking about this the other day. We had this yogurt shop we went to all the time. And I used to, when I'd go pick her up yogurts and take it back to the dorm when we were in college, I'd put in, you know, a layer of yogurt. And then I'd have the guy go, hold on, put this in there, put a note in there.
In the yogurt?
Yeah, in the yogurt.
What?
She'd be chowing down on the yogurt and run into a note. Open it up. Little love note in the middle of the yogurt.
Inside the
yogurt?
Yeah,
inside the yogurt.
She could read it?
Yeah. I wrote it.
It didn't get soggy.
It was kind of sealed in that frozen yogurt, and it was
so funny.
It was kind of cool.
Cute.
Yeah, I thought it was precious.
That's cute.
Wow.
Now my wife did have to go in to get some ink poisonings cleared up with the doctor.
Yeah. Okay.
Wow, that's creative.
Be careful,
I guess,
when you're putting notes.
I know. Why would you put it in the
what
yogurt?
What do you mean creative, I guess? It is creative. I don't know.
Exactly.
I really like that.
I think it's not a bad idea,
is it?
Okay,
no.
So I want to hear from you. What's the most creative, memorable gift that you've ever gotten? It could have been for Mother's Day, could have been for your birthday, but someone honored you as a lady and gave you
a pretty cool, creative, memorable gift. I want to hear about it.
Whoa!
A note in frozen yogurt?
There you go. Beat it.
Beat that. No, I love that. I love that. I want to hear your creative, most memorable creative gift, ladies, that you've ever received. 312-274-9624.
Give us a call. Young Thunder. Whoa. She's, whoa. Can you see her now?
Yeah. I mean, I could see her all day. What
are
do you mean?
Why are you pointing at me?
The head? Well, I've been on, I just have accepted the fact that the top half of her head isn't there.
This is what happens when you wear a camouflage hat. I'm going to hear these jokes
well,
all
I can't,
day.
Morning. I can't see the top half of your head either.
Okay.
It's totally disguised.
It's kind of scary.
It's really Please, scary, man. I keep looking over there, and I just see a flat top of a, your eyes and then flat.
Good thing I'm not a deer, man. That's all I can say.
Oh, if you were a deer, you're a dead deer.
You're dead already.
Yeah. 620 is the time.
Wow.
We're looking for the most creative, memorable gift that you've ever gotten. Carl just shared how we used to write a little love note and tuck it into the frozen yogurt.
What do you think? What do you think about that?
That's very unique and memorable.
And goopy.
I just, could she actually, I want to talk to Junanne.
Yeah,
could she
I know.
You know what? I want you to call her
I got a million questions I want to ask about this. But ladies, I want to hear from you too. That funny, memorable, sweet, thoughtful, creative gift. The one that sticks out in your mind, that's what I want to hear about. 312-274-9624.
Hi, I'm Sputnik, and you're listening to the Carl and Crew Showcast.
You know what? Just got to give it right here. There's some of you that need to just today surrender your life to Jesus for the first time. And maybe you've been listening to what's going on in here. We need to pour out our heart to you beyond all the laughter and the fun and the scripture that we give. You need to know Jesus personally. You've got to know that he lives inside you. It's not enough to go to church. It's not enough to bootstrap it in your own strength, trying to live a good Christian life. You need the power of Christ. And there are many who will say to Jesus on that day, the day of judgment, Lord, Lord, and he's going to say, I never knew you. I don't want that to be you. On this Freedom Friday, I want you to know Jesus personally and the power of Christ. I want you to know what it is to have victory over big-time sin in your life so that you don't have to live in secret and in shame anymore. I want you to know what it is to be so secure that when people say words about you, you aren't pummeled to death. You can stand strong. And if that's you right now and you really know in your heart that you have never really surrendered your life to Jesus, what do I mean by surrender?
That you no longer are the Lord and leader of your own life. You give that up.
And to do that, it's really, this is why Jesus used the word repent, right?
Mm-hmm. You repent and you turn.
You turn. I heard this just yesterday. I mean, on a national cable show, I heard the gospel given so clearly, and it's simply this. You got to believe that Jesus died for your sins. And the greatest evidence of that is you're going to turn your life over to him and turn around. Everything that you've done, you're giving up to him. And you're turning over your life to Jesus right now. And you know what? You might say, well, Carl, is it all or nothing? Yeah, it is. Mm-hmm. It's all or nothing. So if you're not ready for the whole thing, don't even fake it. Just don't do it. I tried that in my 20s. Ugh, painful. But if you're ready right now, pray with me. Jesus, I believe. I'm done. The life I've made for myself is not worth holding on to anymore. I give my life away to you. Lead me. I turn around right now. I give you my life, and I'm ready for it. Bring it on. I believe you died for my sins. I admit I'm a sinner. Tell him that. It's freeing, man, to just say, I'm a sinner. I'm a sinner. And I need someone to save my life. Thank you for dying for me. And thank you for living today, that you rose from the dead. That is good news. You're alive. And I'm feeling that life of yours flowing through me right now. You are, aren't you? Praise God. Thank you. In Jesus' name, amen. I want to help you guys right now. Take your first step with Jesus.
So if that's you, I want you to just text the word ME, M-E, to 312-274-9624. What you get is an auto reply from us that's going to give you some practical next steps, some churches to check out, just some information to kind of get you going on this first step with Jesus. So just text the word ME to 312-274-9624. 574-9624.
Leanne in East Dundee, tell us about that creative chivalry.
Well, good morning. 35 years ago, my husband and I were very young. We had two small children at the house, very little money. And there was one day, it was taking him forever to come home from work, and I'm getting a little frustrated. I was tired from the day with the kids. And lo and behold, he shows up at the front door with the biggest bouquet of wildflowers he had picked along the way home.
Oh.
He had noticed we did not have the money for him to buy flowers. We were very on a tight budget. And he stopped and picked every wildflower he could find. And so, you know, I thought it was the most miraculous gift in the world for my husband. And I, of course, forgave him for being so late.
Absolutely.
The amount of bugs that were all over my table it was just hysterical. But my husband loves me and still to this day calls me his queen.
Queen, that is a sweet thing.
Oh.
It's every day he'll ask me, how's my queen today? So that was my little chivalrous husband right there. And we've been married. It'll be 39 years this year.
Leanne, wow. Rocking it, sister.
Wow.
Way to go. Coming up in a minute and a half, we're going to get more of your stories.
Yep. That best, most creative, memorable, unique gift that you've received, ladies. 312-274-9624.
Shake the bugs out, gentlemen. Shake the bugs out.
Hey, it's Young Thunder, and you're listening to the Carl and Cruz Showcast.
We got a great question for you ladies.
We want to hear from you that most memorable, creative, thoughtful gift you've ever received. Could have been for Mother's Day, could have been any other day, but it's the gift that stands out in your mind. 312-274-9624.
I want you to text my bride, Sputnik.
Okay, yeah. Because I'm so confused about how you put a note inside yogurt.
I know.
Like, you didn't put it in a plastic bag or anything?
No.
Okay.
So I am curious because it's been 35 years since I stuffed notes in yogurt.
Yeah.
But
okay.
Yeah. I am curious what she thought when she stuck her spoon or fork into it. It would have been a spoon into that thing.
Uh-huh. Goopiness is like, okay.
It's not goopy.
Was she able to, like, read it? That's my other question.
Well, yeah, I'm certain she could read it.
Did she just pretend?
The note in yogurt is memorable.
I think that's a memorable. I always came up with crazy ideas.
Really unique. No.
It is. Should we get one from Dawn?
Let's do it.
Yeah. Let's hear from Dawn in Palatine. Can you top the yogurt note? What's that memorable gift for you, Dawn?
I won't do it justice, but I became a step parent of two young teenage boys, and it was a struggle, and I did not know where my boundaries were.
Oh.
And yet I did a lot of good things too. I really encouraged. They were lost. They were in a lot of trouble, and they really turned out to be exceptional men. But along the way, I started to become dependent upon alcohol as we worked through so many struggles in our marriage and step-parenting. I got sober in 2009.
Wow.
And 2012, I turned 50, and my young adult stepchildren threw me a surprise 50th birthday party and told me that I made a tremendous difference in their lives. And
that rocked your world, didn't it?
And it's going to make me cry now because it's just extraordinary. And they are now 38 and 39.
Yeah.
One's in law enforcement. One works in public works. They are extraordinary men and fathers. And they have great parents. So I haven't replaced anybody. They have just made a place in their hearts and in their homes for me.
Yes.
And it was just the most touching, beautiful night. And
that's awesome, Dawn. That is awesome, Dawn. Thank you so much.
Oh, what is that for you? That memorable, sweet, thoughtful, maybe unique gift that still you remember. Let's go to Candy, first time caller from South Holland. What was it for you?
My husband has been gone for 19 years, and this has always weighed on my heart, and I just remember it as if it were yesterday. I was pregnant with our first child more than 40 years ago, and he made me a lunch for work, and he made a julienne salad, and the cheese in the salad was cut in the shape of hearts.
Oh, my word.
Wow.
What a precious guy. What a precious guy, Candy. First-time caller from South Holland. Cool stuff, guys.
The takeaway is that it's the little things.
It's the little things.
Not a single person has texted and said it was that brand new car.
You know what?
That's a good point, man.
It was that diamond ring. No, we heard about half of a peanut butter sandwich with a little note.
Yeah, with notes.
Cheese cut into a heart. Oh, man,
a birthday surprise.
Wildflowers that were full of bugs, but that were collected in love along a walk home when you couldn't afford to buy.
Collected in love, you can get away with a lot.
Give us that creative, thoughtful, memorable gift that you received, ladies. Let's go to Lamora from Chicago. What was it for you?
My husband and I was married 44 years, but on my 20th wedding anniversary, for 2 years we had been driving south, and I told him I was not going to drive anywhere unless we went somewhere for ourselves. So on our 20th year anniversary, my husband got me a brand new car.
Oh boy!
And a 7-day cruise and a ring.
Whoa!
He went.
20th year anniversary.
He went all in on that one.
That's so good.
Sorry, I'm hearing us twice in there, Lamora, but we got the story. Wow.
He, you know what? Go big, right? Go big or go home.
Wow. I don't know, man.
That's sweet.
Sometimes small is sweet, too. We've heard that today, big time. Mary, first-time caller, Yorkville. Come on, give it to us. What's your story?
Hi. My husband is not a gift giver. I'm lucky if I get a birthday card for my birthday. And so one year for Mother's Day, he sent flowers. And when I received them, I looked at them and I went, what is this? I mean, it was kind of a hodgepodge of roses. And so when he got home from work, I said, the florist messed up or something? And he said, no. He said,
the florist
five yellow roses are for our kids. The red roses for me, and the two white roses are for the miscarriages that I had. And I just stopped.
Oh, Mary. Wow.
What a blessed
day.
We've been married 39 years, and that was the one gift that has really stood out.
Oh, Mary. That is awesome. First-time caller from Yorkville. First-time caller to call in about that hunk of burning love.
Oh,
that's cool.
Oh,
that,
my goodness.
The thoughtfulness.
It's big. It's big. Taking your calls on a sweet one.
What is that most memorable, thoughtful, maybe quirky or unique gift that stands out in your mind, ladies? Give it to us. 312-274-9624.
Coming up, I'm going to do a call out for you, gentlemen. Got an invitation for you to step up in real chivalry. What is it? It's found in 1 Corinthians 16. It's a sweet challenge, and I've got a resource that you can take with you as you go today. I want you to really think about this. What's God want to do in your heart? The chivalrous man still gets style points. We'll talk about it straight ahead.
Hey, I'm Allie. You're listening to the Carl and Cruz Showcast.
Come on, let me give this to you right now. I'm going to do a quick one here, and then we're going to get back to the phone lines. We can do two things at once.
Yeah.
Talking about chivalry today, as well as the ladies are calling in with the most memorable little gift that they ever received. There's cool stories. Gentlemen, let me give this to you right now. Be watchful, stand firm in the faith, act like men, be strong, let all you do be done in love. Powerful verse. You know, this is interesting because it's a conclusion to the entire book of 1 Corinthians. And it's fascinating in that it is spoken to men. Now, the whole letter is written to men and women in Corinth, but this is written to men. Why do you think it's written to men at the end of the book?
Oh.
Come on.
There's no wrong answer here. I do not know.
Come on. Take a guess as to why it says act like men. Why are men addressed at the back of the book of 1 Corinthians? There's no wrong answer here, guys, because it's all speculation.
I don't really know. I mean.
Well, I'm going to take a shot at it.
Okay.
I think men constantly struggle with passivity ever since the fall. You look at the Genesis account and you see that there is passivity. Look at that. Look at Adam's response. Well, the woman you gave me here, God, look at her, man. She's just a wild woman. You know, it's passing the buck.
Yeah.
One of the greatest challenges that men have is to reject passivity. This is why Robert Lewis's men's fraternity curriculum was so well received, because there's something in the heart of a man that wants to reject passivity, and he knows that he struggles with it.
Yeah.
But in the power of Christ, we can break loose. There's three things here that I highlight, and I'm going to give you the blog here in a moment to read, man. I really want you to do a deep dive on this. One of the things we need in this city right now across Chicagoland, I mean Indiana, Wisconsin, out to Rockford, Michigan, wherever you are, I don't care. We've got some people listening in the villages in Florida, and we've got them all over the nation and the world. I need you to hear me. If we're going to see an awakening, we got to have men be men. And this is godly men, men by the book. Be alert. Chivalrous men are watchful. That's what it said. Be watchful. You know what chivalrous men have learned? We've learned that laziness in spirit is a breeding ground for evil spirits. It is. Come on, gentlemen. Let's be alert. The devil roars like a lion. Be watchful. Second, be strong. In the words of Robert Lewis, strong men reject passivity and accept responsibility. So funny. So many men have benefited from men's fraternity, and it's an unbelievable curriculum. And I sat in the room with Robert Lewis when he was crafting this material. I was in a small group. What a privilege I had. I didn't even know what a privilege it was at the time. But, man, those words still ring true, don't they, men? Reject passivity, accept responsibility. And then be love. So be alert, be strong, and be love. And you might go, is that a sentence? I don't know, and I don't really care. We're called to love, and this is what Paul said. I love this. This is so good. Let all that you do be done in love. See, here's the deal. Men who have set down self-will and stepped into God's will, that's manhood. Stu Weber says it this way, though. He coined the phrase tender warrior, which really captures the heart of real men the way God designed them, real lovers. I just want you to come and grab this blog, gobble it up, read it, pray about it. Let's be men today. Just text the word men to our number here.
312-274-9624. M-E-N, men, to 312-274-9624.
Coming up, minute and a half.
Ladies, still taking your call. That best, most memorable gift you've ever received. Same number, 312-274-9624.
Young Thunder, man, you got to help me. I couldn't even spot Allie sitting over here for the longest time.
Oh, this again.
I don't know. Really? I don't know if I have much to say to you right now.
Uh-oh.
Why?
Because you said, make sure you come back in here so I can laugh at you today.
I said laugh with you.
No.
You misspoke.
Oh. Yeah, you misspoke. Is there a little beef here?
Yeah, I where's the beef? It's right here.
That's so funny.
Oh, boy.
I'm sorry I offended you, Young Thunder.
It's okay. I'll get over it.
You're a good man.
It'll just take me. Give me some time.
How many? 30 seconds? You're usually pretty quick.
I don't know. Like,
someone has
let's do this. Let's take the next call.
Yeah, and then we'll
be over by the next
okay?
call. Yeah.
All right, Janice, first time caller in Des Plaines. What's that memorable gift that you received?
So it wasn't from my husband. It kind of was, but mostly from God. We were supposed to go pick up our adopted daughter in China in September of 2001, and it was delayed because 9/11, so we ended up going picking her up on my birthday in December.
Wow.
Boom, boom, boom.
That's cool.
You got your girl on your birthday, Janice.
That is awesome.
Wow.
Loving that. Oh, this is good. Oh, we've got so much going on. This text just came in. Is it fair to download Carl's blog and hand your phone to your husband for him to read it? Or would this be the equivalent of the Sunday elbow to the ribs? Seriously.
What do you think?
That's
the elbow to the ribs.
It's the elbow to the ribs.
What I would do is print that bad boy off and just kind of.
That's the same thing.
No,
isn't
don't
it?
Do anything shady. I would print it off. And, because when he's got to read it right in front of you, that's pressure, because it's your phone.
Oh.
So I just print it off and go, hey, I heard this. I knew that you'd love it. And it's Carl's blog. So, yeah, that'd be a way to do it.
Can I add one more thing to that?
Yeah, go ahead.
And I would say, hey, after you read that, this, when you feel like it, would you mind talking about what you think about this? I would ask for feedback.
That's not a bad idea.
What do you think? Do you agree? Yeah. Do you disagree?
How are you doing? How if you agree?
Yeah.
Is there a way I can pray for you to be more chivalrous like this? I mean it with you, honey.
I think it's a good conversation.
Yeah, that's a great idea, Allie. You must have done this before. So text the word men to 312-274-9624. Text the word men to 312-274-9624, and you can get that blog and put a little Allie mustard to it there.
So good.
Conversation starter. You know I like to ask questions.
Yeah. Absolutely. Really? Young Thunder, you doing better now?
Yeah, I'm over it now.
Good. Look, old Elmer Fudd over here going hunting. I've been Wisconsin.
It's wabbit season.
It's wabbit. Those silly wabbits, they're going to die.
You wascally wabbit.
Wasco wabbit.
I'm just thankful I don't have to do that.
Did I ask for this by wearing a camouflage hat?
Allie, it's been years. You know this. Joke already.
It has been years.
You're wearing camo anything, and you're going to get
jokes.
It is officially your fault now if you walk in here with camo. Yeah. It just is officially, because we all know
it. How hilarious would it be, Young Thunder?
Okay.
You and me are driving up to Green Bay to watch a game.
Why would I be going to Green Bay?
No,
to watch
we're watching the Bears play.
Okay, good.
The Packers. Clobber them, because they don't have Rodgers anymore.
Okay, now you got his attention.
Yeah, all right, don't do that. We got good Wisconsin friends listening.
Yes, we
right
do.
Now. But we're driving, we get across the border, we're driving along, and then lo and behold, unbeknownst to us, we're shocked.
Yes.
What is it? There's a car pulled off on the side of the road.
Right.
And Allie has a gun over her shoulder, and she's walking in camo into the woods to go hunting for a deer.
Could you imagine?
Isn't that great?
Yeah, I think that's a. I think that. That's
what would we
happening.
Do? Would we just keep on trucking, or would we yell some encouragement at her?
Don't yell. You're hunting. She's hunting.
Yeah, you got to be careful.
Rabbits. Wesley Wabbits.
7:19 is our time. Mary, first time caller. Good to have you with us, Mary. What's that memorable gift you got?
Good morning.
Good morning.
Appreciate all you guys.
Well, thank you. I'm sorry for a little bit of the craziness in here, but you know, the joy of the Lord is our strength.
I love it.
All right.
I need it on my way to work.
Right on.
So my husband and I are going on 34 years, but on our 30th anniversary, which is June 7th, May 7th, since it was our 30th, he started 30 days before our actual 30th anniversary. And every day from May 7th to June 7th, I got an email with a song that has been meaningful to us throughout the years.
Oh.
And also a gift. So I got some sort of, whether it was a big gift or most of them were small gifts, but I got a gift and a song for 30 days prior to our 30th.
That's
and then on our 30th anniversary, he took me out for dinner and he dedicated a song on the radio for me.
Oh,
that's fun.
Yep.
Wow, Mary. Mary, you got a good man there.
Hey, this is Super Di. Hope you're enjoying the Carl and Crew Showcast.
Guys, I want to jump into something here. You know, the championing of women is one of the greatest things that we can do in the body of Christ. I know so much has been exposed through the Me Too movement. It's exposed, though, that the hearts of people need to be changed, because it's not enough to not exploit women. It's not enough to not harass women. It's not enough to not intimidate women. It's not. It's what's the bigger yes out there? Have you ever thought about that, guys? I was doing some serious cogitations on this, and I'm like, you mean the essence of treating women well is to not harass them? And I'm like, come on, we can do better than that.
Yeah.
Well, guess what? We got a model for it. His name is Jesus. He laid it down. So I'm just going to hammer this here, guys. I was prepping for a message that I'm giving on Sunday, championing women at 180. But let me give you a piece of this. I grabbed some of this from James Borland, who wrote a piece that really captured the even-handedness of Jesus with women. James Borland did a great job. By the way, preachers, listen to me a second. Whenever you are preaching a message and you grabbed a piece of an outline or some content from someone, please give credit where credit's due. We can't have compromise out there in the pulpit where we're preaching stuff that we didn't invent, okay? Just, I'm throwing that in for free. But James Borland really poured it out, just did an amazing job dealing with the even-handedness of Jesus with women and men alike. This will encourage you ladies big time. He spoke to women publicly. Jesus was one of the most egalitarian, revolutionary men on the planet 2,000 years ago. Prior to the birth and the ministry of Jesus Christ, women were property. Women were commodities. They were a novelty. That's a fact. If we think we're looking at things today that diminishes the value of women, if not for Jesus Christ and his ministry, I don't know where women would be today. The fact is Jesus Christ blew a door open on what had been shut in the face of women.
Yeah.
That is a fact. This is why the only reason the Apostle Paul can say there's no Jew nor Greek, slave nor free, nor man or woman is because of Jesus. Mm-hmm. How do I know this? Check this out. He spoke publicly to women when no other rabbis would have. None. This is why in the woman at the well scene, which is in John 4, the disciples come back and they see him talking to this woman at the well and they're freaked out. It says this in verse 27. Just then his disciples came back. They marveled. What a unique word. Can you imagine a group of guys walking down Well Street right by our institute here, marveling that Mark Job is talking to a group of women? That would be weird.
Yeah.
Well, guess what? They were marveling that Jesus was talking to this woman at the well, but no one said, what do you seek or why are you talking with her? Jesus blew away this notion that spiritual leaders dare not even talk to women, they're below them. Blew it away. Second thing, he cared about women deeply. There was a woman that was bent over for 18 years. It looks like she probably had a demonic oppression on her life because it was in this story in Luke 13, Jesus says, for 18 years, she's been harassed under the bondage of Satan. Well, she wanted to get healed. And, shame on her. You know what she did? She wanted to get healed on the Sabbath. Conspiracy. Mm. So all the Pharisees, these goobers, they said, you got 6 days, Jesus, to heal and one to rest. Don't be healing on the Sabbath. And this is what he said. And the Lord answered him and he said, you hypocrites. Ooh. Does not each of you on the Sabbath untie his ox or his donkey from the manger and lead it away to water? And ought not this woman, a daughter of Abraham, you love this one, Sputnik. When Jesus called this woman a daughter of Abraham, up to this point in time, only men were called sons of Abraham.
So wild. That's so wild to think about.
Jesus blew away a sexist label and said, this is for all of God's children of Israel.
Wow.
So he said, and ought not this woman, a daughter of Abraham, whom Satan bound for 18 years, be loosed from this bond on the Sabbath day? Wow, he cared deeply. So he spoke publicly, he cared deeply, and he was totally into equality in a funny sort of way. When we think about equality, we think about everybody gets a lift, right?
Yes, yes.
Oh, no. Check this one out. Credit to James Borland again. He called out sin equally. See, the woman that was brought before Jesus, he knew how to handle these guys. They trotted her out, and they go, but this is the little hussy here that's been out running around. She's the adulteress. Let's stone her to death. So Jesus just asked questions, and he asked a good one. He goes, who here is without sin? If you're without sin, go ahead and get a rock in your hand. And well, no rocks were picked up. But we know from the narrative that there was some writing in the dirt going on. Many believe, and I think I get a kick out of this, that he was writing down the sins of the accusers. Oof. Thief. Liar. Deceiver. He is writing out all the sins because he could read their mail. He could read their heart. How cool is that? And then he looks at her and he stood up and he said to the woman who had been caught in adultery, he said, woman, where are they? Has no one condemned you? And she said, no one, Lord. And Jesus said, neither do I condemn you. Go, and from now on, sin no more. You know, how even-handed was Jesus? He spoke to women and men publicly. He cared about women and men deeply. And he called out sin in men and women equally. How cool is Jesus?
I love emphasizing this because I think that Christianity wrongly gets a bad rap as being somehow a downer for women.
Oh, my word.
And it could not be further from the truth.
Oh, couldn't be
if
further.
If we go straight to the source, you know, and not look at maybe how history has presented itself.
Or even modern day. I just, you know, I think in the church today, we look. I am a big believer that equality does not mean sameness. I'm a big believer in the fact that women have a nurturing gift that, in fact, I was in this message that I gave, I quote this psychotherapist who looked at the nurturing gift of women, and it is staggering. The amount of hormonal differences in men and women and what that means for the nurturing of children, it's flat out staggering. But I got to tell you guys, you're right, Sputnik. You're right, Allie. You're right. We've got a characterization of Jesus that isn't even consistent with the truth. The truth is, he was blowing the doors off sexism. Just blowing the doors off sexism. And we need to be championing women. We need to be, the church shouldn't be okay with the fact that they aren't being harassed and we're not intimidating them and we're treating them fair on the job. We should be championing women. We should be thrilled with strength of women.
Hi, I'm Sputnik, and you're listening to the Carlin Crew Showcast.
I don't know. I'm dragging a little bit today. Where's Young Thunder?
I don't know.
Jonathan!
7:50 is our time. We got a little, we got to go back and kind of tidy up some things about this cool little dedicated song.
Yes, we said we would dedicate one song this morning, and Tim from Dundee called and said, I want to dedicate that. What was the name of the Stephen Curtis Chapman song?
I Will Be There.
I Will Be There to his wife, Jamie. So Jamie just texted. She was listening. She says, this is Jamie, Tim's wife. Tim had just dedicated an all-time favorite memorable gift. Let me clarify. She says this today is her all-time most memorable gift was hearing Tim dedicate a song to her on the radio. She said, I had just pulled into the work parking lot when it was announced and I could cry the whole time.
See, we need to do that. We have Di. We need to do this more often.
Well, but the name, she got the song wrong. It's not, I will be there for you. It's, I will be a spare for you.
What? No, actually, it's, I will be here.
Oh, that's right. I will be here. I thought it was, I will be a spare for you.
Why?
No. Why do you have to do that?
Just doing that.
I still can't get over this yogurt thing that you did for your wife.
Well, I mean, it was just, I was dating her.
Yes.
And I love doing that stuff.
Okay. It's just confusing to me because you put a note inside,
inside
the yogurt.
Food?
It wasn't
did
like.
Did you get my wife to call in?
I did. Yeah. I want
to
hear her side of things.
Whether this,
hold on.
How
hold
this
on.
Actually went
all right,
down.
All right. Go ahead. You guys take over. My bride's on the line here.
Okay.
Go ahead.
So, Janann, tell us what you remember about this yogurt note.
So, we would go on these dates, and our most favorite place to go is this yogurt shop. And he would ask me what kind I want, what toppings I want. And he'd make me sit at the table, and then he'd bring it to me, and 100% of the time, there was a note inside of it, like halfway down. And yes, they were goopy, and a lot of times they were just like really short, and they usually had a little drawing, like a like an arrow with a heart. Or
you
a
even drew on figures. It?
Aww.
Oh, he can't draw, but he did. And
six
they were
figures.
He can't draw, but he did. That's wrong.
Oh, man.
Could you read the note, Junianne? Could you read it?
Well, he usually had two pieces of paper, so the note would be wrapped inside of another piece of paper.
Oh, okay. I forgot I did that.
To protect it from the yogurt.
Yeah, to protect it from the yogurt. And it was a common thing. And so the funny thing is the apple doesn't fall far from the tree, because then Caban kind of continued this as a son to me, you know, Mother's Day is this week, but his notes were never like sweet. They were always like he had a sense of humor. He would send notes to me like, worst mama ever.
No, hold on. No, he's got a great sense of humor, but totally sarcastic. But the funniest thing that ever happened, babe, tell about what Caban did when he was a little guy to us, just a little guy, He would do those kind of notes to you. Happy Mother's Day, worst mom in the world. But then what would he do when we would climb into bed every night for, no joking, guys, 8 months this went on?
Oh, probably more like 2 years. It was like this phase he went through. And every night he would throw junk in our bed. It could be pens, cups, pitchers, you know.
Oh, that's
and
funny.
He would tape notes on the ceiling or leave a note in our bed. And it was always things like, yeah, you guys,
you guys are the worst parents in the world. And he would tape that to the ceiling of our bedroom. So we'd lay down in bed, we'd look up and said, you guys are the most awful parents that's on the planet.
Oh man, I can't.
But then he'd come running in, laughing his head off and giggling.
He thought it was funny.
He thought it was funny.
Oh man.
And so they were usually name calling ones, but the sweetest one was when he made a manger scene for us and lined up all the stuffed animals, and he was under a blanket with his hand sticking up, holding a basket, and that was the star. So, I mean, he was really creative and fun that way. But, yeah. So anyway, that's our story.
Really funny.
Thanks, Janann. That's Janann, Carl's bride,
that
calling in,
so cute.
Confirming that yes, Carl did write love notes and put them in yogurt,
and yes, they did get goopy. But could she
read them? Did she say she could read them?
She said she could read them. Yes.
Baby,
because
baby, are you there?
Yeah, I'm here.
Could you read them?
I could read them.
Yeah,
because okay.
I put protective paper around it.
No, another paper
around each one.
That's a smart idea.
That makes sense.
Oh, man.
I was a little doubtful.
I was like, did she have to wipe all the yogurt off of it?
I thought maybe she pretended she had read them.
Right?
Right?
What was a hoot? Was the guys at the place, they thought it was great.
Oh, I'm sure.
Okay, can I ask one more on the fly question?
Oh, no.
Go.
Okay, Janann, I'm going to hit you cold with this one. I sound like your husband saying that. has Carl ever missed it with a gift? Has he ever just blown it?
Thanks so much. Thanks so much.
Has he ever gotten it way wrong?
Happy birthday to me.
That's right.
Yes, definitely.
Oh.
The joke in our family is it's feast or famine on, you know, birthdays, Mother's Day.
Tell them about the Valentine's Day, man. Sometimes, and I will admit, I've admitted this on air.
I totally stink it up
on Valentine's days.
No, it's feast or famine, because like one Valentine, I could get like a diamond necklace, and the next one, he could like forget till that day, and then run and grab a card and flowers. So it's like literally, so it was feast or famine, and you never know. It's like, is this holiday going to be a feast or a famine? So, no.
He just keeps you guessing, I guess.
Oh, well,
no, but actually, the further we get into this, we're going to be married 34 years. The further we get into this, it's been a lot more feast than famine.
Aww.
And
that's cool.
For Valentine's, I got a diamond necklace, and I love it. And it was really sweet. So
that's beautiful. Thanks for calling in, Janann.
And day before your birthday. How about that?
Yeah.
Where's my diamond necklace?
We got to get Janann on more often.
Right.
We really can get all kind of good stuff.
Yeah, I get nervous when you get that crazy smile on your face. I'm like, oh no, she's going to ask her something crazy.
Oh,
yeah, that's what they call me. Feast or famine right there.
That's good.
Some bling bling in there, Young Thunder?
Set me up, dude.
He's wanting some diamonds.
Where's my diamond necklace? Hey, it's Young Thunder, and you're listening to the Carl and Cruz Showcast.
I would like to personally apologize for our entire team this morning.
Why?
Excuse me.
I'd like to recant that apology.
Yeah, I don't need an apology.
Hello.
Okay, I just want to apologize for me.
Okay.
Okay.
I'll accept it.
Yeah, me too.
All right.
That works for me.
I'm good with that.
Hallie's not saying anything.
What are you apologizing for? This has been a bit of
a crazy morning here. Well, we've made some promises for like Carl and Crew prize packs, so we got to do a giveaway right now. And Young Thunder, I'm asking you, I'm going to hit you cold right now.
Okay.
What's the game to give away a Carl and Crew prize pack?
That is so rude.
No, you're good at this.
I am?
No, you're excellent at On the Fly.
Rude.
Okay, can you give me like a song? I need time.
Okay, I'll give you one song, and then we got it. But we got a Carl and Crew prize pack. What, Young Super Die? You're shaking your head at me.
I'm
just showing my belief in this kid.
Okay,
he is brilliant. Honestly. Yes.
Not yes. that. Fr- I appreciate
How many
them a
times
lot.
Do I brag about him off mic? Yes.
All the time.
Yes. Okay. I appreciate
I'm
it.
I'm a
lot.
Big believer in Young Thunder. All you guys.
Yes, we are.
I told Allie the other day when she was gone that when she's gone, there's a little bit of something missing around
of
here.
Of course.
It's true. So it's. I'm a big fan of everyone here.
But it's really hard to come up with a game right on the fly.
Not for this kid. Watch, he's cogitating on it right now. You've got it, don't you?
I'm thinking. I don't have it yet.
Okay, you don't have it yet?
I'm thinking.
Not if we vamped here long enough, he might have it.
I know.
It's been a good, weird day.
It has. It's been a good, really weird day. Gentlemen, I do have something for you on this day heading towards Mother's Day. Champion in women is a phenomenal thing, and I just want to give you some encouragement. If you're new listening to the show, you need to know something. Chivalry still gets style points. And I've got a blog that I put together. I reworked this thing last night just for you men. I want you to grab it. Ladies, grab it, print it out, hand it to your man, and say this. Carl told me to hand it to you. There, that's how we can do that. Carl told me to hand this to you. So all you ladies out there, you got a man, hand it to him, because this is right from the Word of God. It champions chivalry, because chivalry still gets style points. Isn't that true, ladies?
Yes.
I would agree.
Yeah. Okay, text the word men. Forgot if it was man or men, but it's man.
Men, plural.
Text men to three. What's so funny in there? Text the word men to 312-274-9624. Men. To 312-274-9624. Allie, guess what?
What?
Young Thunder has it.
I do. Okay, so Mother's Day is coming up. And, you know, for some of the young moms out there, because the kids are so little, they can't get gifts for their moms just yet.
Oh, you're right about that.
And so I want you moms to call in, and whoever is the newest mom, newest first-time mom.
Oh, I love this.
How cute.
You get the Carl and Crew prize pack. So Carl and Crew prize pack goes to the newest first-time mom.
Oh, but we got to get you on. We want to get you on here and talk to you,
too. Yes, absolutely. So give us a call and let us know how old your first child newborn is. And if you have the youngest first child newborn.
So this is first child.
First child. It can't be this is your third child that was just born yesterday. It has to be first child.
First child newborn. What a fun game.
I have to put a cap on time, though, because the phones will ring until Monday.
So this is you've got to call.
The phones will ring.
So random.
We've got to hear from you in the next, this song. We've got to hear from you right now.
Perfect.
Right.
So we will, at the end of this song, we will have a winner. So you got to call in. If you have, let's start with you have to have a 6-month-old or less.
Okay.
That's kind of our starting point.
Erin in Chicago, welcome aboard, sister. How are you this morning?
A little bit tired, but happy.
Of course you're a little bit tired, Erin. Tell us the good news, sister.
Well, I had identical twin girls last April 24th, so a little over a week ago.
Oh, man.
At Northwestern Hospital. Yeah.
Congratulations.
Okay. Congratulations. Yes. What are their names, Erin? Would you be willing to share that with us?
Yes. I have Molly and Lily.
Molly and Lily.
They were born maybe 5 minutes apart. I'm 42, so these were my first and possibly my last. But I feel so blessed.
Oh, you are blessed.
Wow, that's amazing.
I'll bet your man is some kind of pumped up, Erin.
Yes, absolutely.
That's so cool. Well, guess what, sister? I'm going to pray over you. And Molly and Lily. I'm going to pray over Molly and Lily. And I want you to hold on the line because we got a Carl and Crew prize pack for you, too, okay? Let me just pray right now. Father, in Jesus' name, we thank you so much for Molly and Lily. Oh, my heart's just soaring right now for this couple, Lord. I thank you that Erin and her husband could have the joy of watching little Molly and Lily come into this world. Oh, Father, your protection over them. We know that Satan doesn't play fair, so we're asking for protection over them in the name of Jesus. Protect them. I pray, too, that Erin and her hubs would have great wisdom as they're raising these girls, that they would hear the power and the wind of your spirit blowing through the sails of their soul constantly, that you would allow them the privilege of seeing these girls grow up to follow you with whole hearts. And that Molly and Lily would be great women of God for a new generation. Thank you, Lord, for these little precious bundles of joy. Give Erin and her hubs great, great days of celebration as they come into a summer now and the masks are coming off. Just give them an unbelievable sense of family time that is just super rich.
Yes.
We thank you for Erin and for Molly and Lily. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen. And I'll add, and Lord, give Erin rest.
Yes.
Give her rest.
Yes. Yeah, get a little shut eye, young lady. What are you doing up listening? You should be winking right now. You should be getting a wink. But hey, man. Godspeed, sister. Enjoy the Carlin Crew Prize Pack that's coming your way, okay?
Thank you. And thank you for that prayer. That was beautiful.
We love you.
So now we are going to give a prize pack to the lady listening who's been a mom for the longest.
Hmm.
You've been a mom for how many years? Let's start. What's a good starting
start with,
point?
We got to start with 50.
Let's say you've been a mom for at least 50 years.
Yes. Yeah, that's
and
a good
we will
point.
Give a prize pack. If you can call in these next 3.5 minutes,
mm-hmm.
we will pick the mom who's been a mom for the longest for a prize pack. So we want to hear from you if you've been a mom for 50 years or longer. 312-274-9624. 312-274-9624.
These Carlin Crew prize packs are no small thing. These things are loaded. Mm-hmm. So come on, get in here. Carlin Crew prize pack on the line. What's the rules here again?
This is for moms. We're going to try to find the mom listening who's been a mom the longest. So we'll start at 50 years or longer. 312-274-9624.
312-274-9624. Phone lines are starting to heat up.
Betty is on the line. Betty, you have been a mom for how many years?
64 years.
64
wow.
years.
64 that's years, awesome. Betty.
In three months, it'll be 65.
Wow.
Oh, that's great.
Betty, what's one lesson that you've learned as a mom that you would want to pass on to moms who aren't as far into the journey as you?
Oh, my goodness. This too shall pass.
Oh, that's
yes.
That's a good reminder.
Thank you, Betty.
Oh. Thank you.
Props to Betty. Betty.
So many
Betty,
different ways.
How long have you been following Jesus, Betty, since you were a little kiddo? Or?
Oh, my goodness. Probably since I was a teenager.
Oh, good for you.
A long time, and it's been a wonderful journey.
Were you always raised in Chicago?
No, I'm from New Jersey.
Okay.
And I'm out here because I have a daughter that went to Wheaton, and so we downsized and came out to join her.
Oh.
And so we're here. So my oldest, who is 64, is the first of five. So.
Oh, my goodness, Betty.
And we have 17 grandchildren.
Oh, and wow.
And three great.
Oh, my word.
That's
you're
awesome.
Lining them up like cordwood out there, Betty. That is great.
Well, we're trying.
Yeah, you're great.
We've done our part, we keep telling them.
That is wonderful.
That's awesome.
Betty, let me ask you a question. Since we got you on the horn here, we're going to send you a prize pack, by the way, so please don't hang up when we let you go here. But have you ever identified what kind of spiritual gifts you have in all these years of following Jesus, and how have you seen God work through a mama of five kids, and what's been your greatest joy in ministry?
Well, I think probably a gift that I have is to be a nurturer.
That's great.
Which I tremendously enjoy, and also to be a helper, just to be there when I can help in every way I can.
Well, that's a spiritual gift. You know that, right, Betty? A gift of helps is a very real thing. So,
wow,
that is neat. Betty, 64 years
of motherhood. I love
Woo!
It.
Man.
It's Ladies Week, a time for encouragement, giveaways, and much more.
You're listening to Carl and Crew Mornings.
Allie went on the radio one time and asked her that a song be dedicated to the Henry Meister.
It was really embarrassing.
That's so cool. They grabbed that clip and they kept replaying it.
Oh, it replayed for so many years.
It was a national show.
What? So many years.
Oh, yeah. It was like on the Lady Hilarious. At Night, the Elvira thing
this
or
was,
something?
You know, I'm going to tell you the show it was, too.
Yeah, it was
Delilah. Do you remember?
Oh, my.
Delilah.
Went on
That's
Delilah.
Hilarious.
I was on with Delilah. This was long before my radio days. And then people would say to my mom, oh, I heard your daughter on the radio. This was before I was on the radio. This was me calling in.
Oh, my word.
Sounding sappy and love struck because my soon-to-be husband was in another country and I missed him. And it's embarrassing.
That's funny.
Tim in Dundee, my man. Have you got a dedication song?
I do. It is I Will Be Here by Stephen Curtis Chapman to my wife, Jamie.
All right. You need to know something, Tim.
Yes.
Have we got this thing loaded up, by the way? How much lead time do we have on this? I want to do it right.
It doesn't tell us.
Doesn't tell us how much lead time's here?
I don't know.
What's the lead time, Di?
What's the lead time, Super Di? What do we have here?
We got it in the log for you. It's 9-second lead time,
9-second lead time. Okay, we're doing live what we should never do live. Okay.
That's fine. It just happens.
But Tim from Dundee.
Yes.
What's that good woman's name? What's her name?
Her name is Jamie.
Jamie.
Aww.
Jamie. Wow. Tim loves you. Tim's from Dundee.
Oh.
He loves you. This is for you, Jamie.
Tomorrow morning, if you wake up and the sun does not appear, I will be here. If in the dark we lose sight of love, hold my hand and have no fear, 'cause as sure as seasons are made for change, our lifetimes are made for years. So I
Yeah, that's a beautiful song, man. Stephen Curtis Chapman, I Will Be Here.
Tim to Jamie.
Yeah, good stuff, man. 9274 says, hubby sang this Stephen Curtis Chapman song to me at our wedding, and he still does, going on 19 years.
Aww.
Pretty cool. Hey, this is Carl with Carl and Crew, and I'm so grateful that you listen to this showcast. Thank you mostly for being part of the Boom Crew. As we help you take your next step with Jesus, you're a huge encouragement to us. We'll be here again live every weekday morning from 5 to 9 a.m. Godspeed.